is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Well, Mike, I guess we're on. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? We're broadcasting live twice daily from high atop in Missouri, Ozark Mountains. It's a link to all of your instructors on the website, usaprepares.com, USAPrepares.com, and your dial is set correctly to usaprepares.com. We're posting up to the minute articles and stories on the website. If you'd like to see what we think is worth reading, you can go to usaprepares.com. And on page one, there's some information about the Get Prepared Expo. It's Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th. Tickets are available online, $8, $15 for the weekend, $8 for a single day, Saturday or Sunday. And there are about 150 seminars and exhibits. And if you wanted to attend every exhibit and every seminar, you'd have to bring four other people with you because it is that big. Literally, five seminars running simultaneously. We've got a full week this week. This afternoon, it looks like Marjorie Wildcraft is going to be with us, and we're going to be talking about survival food. Then, let's see, tomorrow morning, Dr. Norman Shealy is going to be with me. We'll be taking calls about alternative medicine if you've got some medical questions. Then in the afternoon, Len Pence, we're going to be talking about fall survival gardening. Then on Thursday morning, Ricky Rocket, also known as Dr. Richard Allen Miller, SEAL Team number one, physicist, biophysicist, lead physicist for the U.S. Navy at the Pentagon. And back to Norm Shealy in the afternoon on Thursday. We'll be taking calls about medicine. And it looks like on Friday we're going to be talking about wind turbines and generating electricity with the power of wind. Let's see. Mike Ma is with me. And Mike Ma is our senior USAPrepares.com tactical and safety instructor. He used to train SWAT teams until their attitudes changed and they started wearing face masks. He doesn't teach them anymore. And Mike Ma has been in every kind of trouble imaginable. I'm not kidding. He was in Vietnam as a Marine, a combat Marine. And he's been in firefights. He's been in a civilian shootout at a convenience store in Kansas. He's been stopped by the police regularly. He rides his motorcycle with his dog, Xena, in the front seat. And he's done about 60,000 miles of travel with his dog on his motorcycle in Central and North America. He lives in Central America, but he's an American. And today we're going to be talking about some of the adventures of Mike Ma, situations that he's been involved in, and how he got himself out of those situations. Welcome, Mike Ma.
Well, thank you for having me here, Vincent.
Mike, it's, you know, when I think about the adventures that you've had, they're truly extraordinary. For example, let's start out with that shootout. Now, you have a concealed carry permit. You have trained SWAT teams. You've trained them in the fine art of what they do. And they put you in precarious positions and difficult situations. And they say, okay, Mike, let's see you get out of this one. So you are the bad guy in these exercises. And you deploy these tactics, and you stun them all the time in terms of what you come up with to get yourself out of these, you know, burning buildings and so forth. Mike, let's talk about this convenience store. You went into a convenience store in Topeka, Kansas. It was a few years ago. What happened?
Okay. Yeah. Like I say, when I train the SWAT teams, I specialize in hostage rescue. And that's pretty much what happened in the convenience store. A street gang came in, and they demanding money and, you know, pointing their gun around, scaring everybody. And when they finally turned to me. Well, that's when I opened up on them, and I won, and they all took off. But what I learned out of that particular thing, the gunfight may not be over when the gunfight gets over. I mean, the police got there about 3 minutes after the shooting, and the friends and family got there about 3.5 minutes after the shooting. So I learned there, after you do your shooting, prepare for the next one.
Mike, when you say friends and family, what do you mean by friends and family?
Well, like I say, it was a street gang, and so when they came back, there was like plus 20 when they came back. So it could have been really ugly if it was the other way around, the police and the family and friends.
Now, let me see if I've got this right. It was you against 20?
Well, no, the police came before mm-hmm. they came. But okay. If it was the other way around, it would have been.
So the police were there 30 seconds before before friends and family of the guy that tried to shoot you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about how that happened. You were in this. You were in the store. What were the events that as they happened? Tell us what happened.
Well, what it was.
Step by step.
It was a Friday evening, and it was my cousin's store. And he asked me to come over, and so I wasn't even there 10 minutes. And what it was, he was trying to sell the place to me. And that's what was so funny, is every time people come in, well, I just kind of just ignored them and just kind of like act like I was shopping. And but I say within 10 minutes, that's when the two people came in, street gang. And I say one was armed. And like I say, the only problem was he didn't have the gun pointed at me. He was watching too much TV, and he was thinking everybody was scared when they saw the gun.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I deal with guns, so the sight of a gun doesn't bother me. And just whenever it's pointed at me. But like I say, it wasn't until it pointed at me is when I took my move. But I didn't know what to do. I'm not a policeman, you know, so I didn't know, am I supposed to say, freeze, this the police, or mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do. But boy, when the guy looked at me, and then I thought, well, I wonder why he's looking at me, you know. I mean, surely he's not thinking about hurting me. And then he turned the gun towards me, and then that's when it turned into a simple self-defense at that right at that moment. And then I had no problems doing what I had to do then.
Mm-hmm. So you actually... When he pointed the gun at you, you took the opportunity, drew your weapon, and fired and shot him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the whole time, now the police took my holster along with the gun because they couldn't believe that I was able to draw my weapon with my left hand, put it in my right hand, and shoot the guy when they're watching me. So, but like I say, I've done this so much. Normally we use wax bullets, mm-hmm. and so I've tried with wax bullets, but this was the first time I was able to, you know, use it with real bullets, and my tactics work.
What Mike Ma is talking about, class, is he has trained us in the art of surviving a gunfight, and I'll tell you how this goes. Everybody gets the opportunity to put on a T-shirt. And a face mask, kind of like a paintball mask that covers your face and eyes. And
that's the only protection.
That's the only protection.
Only protection.
The only protection is the face mask. And so your hands are exposed. You're wearing a T-shirt. You've got probably blue jeans on, maybe sneakers, maybe boots, whatever you happen to be wearing. No jackets. And he makes these wax bullets, which are about as soft as a crayon, and they are real cartridges, but they use wax projectiles. And we do not recommend that anyone does this at home. No kidding. Do not.
This is highly, highly dangerous. So.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's extremely dangerous. So. We train with real guns. I mean, not paintball guns, real guns, and real cartridges with wax bullets. And if they hit the wall, they'll put a dent in the wall. And if they hit you, you're going to bleed. And I'm looking at one of my scars right now on my wrist. I can see this one. It's a badge of honor. And every one of us that was involved in the training, you know, there were five of us, every one of us was bleeding, including you, right?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So what we do is we have home invasion simulations. Here at wherever Mike is, we did one at the farm. And two of us were sitting at the kitchen table. And the... Why don't you tell us about that, Mike, how we did that?
Yeah, everybody... They watch TV. That's the only thing people have to go by. And so when normally the first time we do this, you get victimized. And there's very little you can do to stop it. And because, like I say, you're going by what you saw on TV. But the pain, people learn real quick using pain. That's why I don't have much time to, with people. So whatever I teach, I try to make it memorable. And the wax bullets, like I say, you do it once, the first time, and then I guarantee you're not going to come out of it. But after that, now you know what the gunfight's all about. And then that's when everything changed. Like I say, we ate you up the first time. But that, I mean, you tore us up. I mean, we didn't stand a chance when we came back.
Well, what happened the first time was I was in the kitchen, and... the idea was we'd open the kitchen door, we'd open the side door to the kitchen, and we'd open the front door. Three doors were open, and Mike and his band of three other guys, there were two of us in the kitchen, two of the Finelli family, and three other instructors. And the idea was they were going to ring the bell at the front door and give us 30 seconds to get ready, and then they were going to come in. Well, we waited in the kitchen, and we were armed. I had two handguns. And 45 and a 357. And the other person in the kitchen, who was my son, had pretty much the same thing. And we waited, and we didn't hear any bell go off. Or all of a sudden, three guys came in, three different doors, and started shooting. They didn't say hands up. They didn't say do anything. They just opened fire on us. And it took about, just a few seconds. My first gun jammed. And, you know, what do you do? So I grabbed my second gun and I got one shot off and it jammed. It was a pretty wild experience. And we'll talk a little bit more about that and what you learn from real training with real guns and wax bullets. But we don't advocate anybody do this without supervision. I'm Vin Finelli, Mike Ma. This is USAPreparedness.com. We'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I only have some of the controls. Alex has most of the controls. In Minnesota, Mike Ma's with me, and we're talking about home invasions and surviving a gunfight. Mike, during this home invasion that we had at the farm here in Missouri, our farm, what happened was you and three other guys came in with pistols and shotguns, and you were just blasting away. And my son and I were shot many times. Right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And we ran out of bullets. My gun jammed, and so I was out of bullets, and I ran for cover, and one of the guys shot me in the back. I mean, you know, it wasn't bad enough that I got shot in the front. I was shot seven times total, once in the back. I couldn't believe it. I guess that was for good measure. But anyway, that taught us a really valuable lesson, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I say, you weren't the same person after that first gunfight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, class, here's what I'm saying. I've been NRA trained. And if you think that you're ready for a gunfight just because you're plinking at targets, and I've been training for and shooting for, since the 1960s with rifles and pistols and shotguns, being involved in a gunfight, whether it would be with wax bullets or not, with real guns, is a really, really frightening thing. It's one thing to be pointed at with a paintball gun. That's one thing, because you know about what's going to happen. But when a real gun is pointed at you, even though you've seen it loaded, even though you know that it has wax bullets in it, it still has all the effect of having a real gun pointed at you. And the smoke and the muzzle blast and that, all that is present with these rounds as they go off. So my son and I got shot, and then it was our turn. And Mike said, okay, here's what we'll do. Our son could go down in the basement, and we'll give him like 10-second warning, and he can run into the basement, and then we're going to come after him. So I was part of the team. Now, there were four of us, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. We had the advantage. We had the total advantage.
Yep. We were coming down the basement, four of us against my son. Mm-hmm. And my son could have had any weapon he wanted. And what did he choose, Mike? He chose a shotgun and a 9mm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he chose.
I know he normally uses an AR. But no ARs in this.
Yeah, we didn't use any ARs in this. So he ran downstairs and through the circuit breaker panel in the basement so there were no lights. And he knew exactly where he was, and he was hid behind cover. And so he was concealed, and he was behind cover, and he waited. And what happened, Mike, we went down the stairs.
Well, the first thing I said, we only had one rule. At least let us get there. Mm-hmm. Because of the stairways going down, that was enough. He could stop us there.
Mm-hmm.
So at least let us get down there.
Mm-hmm.
But that didn't really give us any more of an advantage, because we got there, but it didn't do us any good. We were all trying to get out of there after we got there.
Yeah, what happened was our son waited, and you've heard, wait till you see the whites of their eyes. Well, it is really tough to do. But once you're involved in the first gunfight, you realize that's what you have to do. You have to wait until everybody's really, really close to you. And he waited, and he waited, and then the first guy came down the stairs, and the second guy, as the first guy slowed down, as he approached the bottom of the stairs, the second guy got closer to the first guy. And then the third guy got closer. And then all the guys got bunched up. And he waited until that happened. And everybody was at the bottom of the stairs. And he opened fire and shot everybody.
We didn't have no place to go.
No place to go. It was a turkey shoot. Yeah. And so he learned from the first firefight in the kitchen that that's what you do. And so he had total advantage. And he knew where everybody was. And nobody knew where he was. And he just used that pump shotgun and fired and reloaded and fired, and everybody was bleeding. So that was the next one. And then you guys went after me.
Oh, yeah. And the only rule we had on that is at least let us get up the stairs.
Yep.
So that didn't help us out all that much either.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it was just like the second round. And my son was part of the team that was coming after me. So there were four guys after me. I ran upstairs. I had a shotgun, a pump shotgun, and a Marine shotgun. And we'll tell you a little bit about what happened with that firefight when we come back on the other side of this break. Mike, I guess now the class is really starting to learn who we really are.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And if you want to see more people like us, Get Prepared Expo, November 3rd and 4th. We'll all be here. I'm Vin Finelli, Mike Ma. This is USA Prepares. We'll be right back.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine, survival gardening, growing heirloom seeds,
negotiating for your life,
surviving violent climate change, radiation survival, economic collapse,
disease prevention,
raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food,
defending your home and family,
surviving tornadoes,
water filtration and purification,
build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms, nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes?
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH level.
environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take?
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Mike Ma's with us. Mike, M-I-K-E. Last name, M-A-H. And you can contact Mike Ma on his website, nostressmike.com. No, S-T-R-E-S-S, Mike.com. Nostressmike.com. There's a link to Mike Ma on the website. Page one, USAPrepares.com. USAPrepares.com. Mike's going to be at the Get Prepared Expo. Mike, we were talking about this shootout that we had at the farm, and four of you guys were coming after me, and I ran upstairs, and I had a couple seconds. So I turned on some lights in rooms that didn't have lights. I threw some things on the floor to distract you guys, things that you would look down at and see and confuse you. And I had about a couple seconds to do this. Now, bear in mind, I had this planned in my mind that if this ever happened, I would do certain things. And so I opened doors going down the hallway and closed certain doors so he would be confused and try to figure out if I was in another room before he got to the room where I was. And anyway, what I did was I took cover and I was concealed. And you guys were coming down the hall at me, right?
Yeah, you did a real good job on not only concealment, cover, but lighting. Because even when we did figure out where you finally were, well, half of us had already been shot. And like I say, all we knew was what room you were in. But that was it. We didn't know where you were at. And you were in a safe spot that there was nothing we could have done to got you out of there. The mm-hmm. sacrifice would have been great just trying to get you.
And everybody got shot. But me.
Everybody got shot.
But me.
Yeah, but you. You did good.
And
you didn't have any fun. You already got all your shooting the first time. After that, you didn't want to get shot anymore. So your attitude changed.
Well, you're absolutely right. Once you get shot, your attitude does change. And you handle the situation completely differently. And you wait until you're absolutely close enough. And I think that the farthest person away from me was at the most 20 feet.
Yeah.
About 20 mm-hmm. feet from me. And I waited till you guys were all kind of bunched up, and then it was a turkey shoot. It was absolutely a turkey shoot. Some of you guys were crouched down. Some of you guys were coming around the stairwell. And so, and what I did was I found out that the shotgun is really, really important. Really important, and that is probably a great home defense weapon. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, the shotgun itself is a specialty weapon,
mm-hmm.
but and a support weapon. But when you use it for home defense, it's really hard to beat
mm-hmm.
Because, like I say, it covers a lot of area in home defense.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like I was the only guy that had a shotgun.
Yeah, no.
You guys all had shotguns too. Well, that was a bloody experience, but we're going to talk about that at the Get Prepared Expo. So if you want to learn about those kinds of tactics, Mike Ma will be here. And, Mike, you also teach a class at the Get Prepared Expo, and this will be your fourth time doing this. You've been to all of our expos. This is our fourth expo coming up November 3rd and 4th. You teach a class on how to negotiate for your life. Now, the afternoon broadcast knows about you. But this broadcast, we don't know about you. You are you might look like someone might describe you as a grandfather, right?
Yep.
Yep. Yes. Grandfather type, very polite. You hold the door open for people. Let's talk about negotiating for your life, Mike.
Okay. Yeah.
How does it start?
It always starts with good manners.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't give you any reason to be negative towards me, well, then we may be able to come up with a good solution where no one gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't told you yet, but if we get to that point, you're the one that's going to be hurt. But like I say, I try to avoid that by using good manners and being polite.
Yeah, and when you say you're the one that's going to get hurt, you don't mean me. You mean if you're in a situation, the other person you haven't told yet that that person could get hurt if they try tactics that would try to hurt you.
Yeah, no, we're all. I'm trying to help you and benefit you, and I want and expect the same in return. Now, once I sense that your own thing on your mind is hurting me, well, then that we don't have a negotiating. We're not in a negotiating position.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm paying extortion.
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I say, I don't do that. So what I'm trying to do is get you in the mood to want to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be simple things. And that's what we do. I got to get your mind off of hurting me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, if that guy at the convenience store didn't put that gun in your face, he wouldn't have been shot, would he?
No, not at all. But like I say, I was trying to think what I could say, you know, to change his mind. But he came in the store with the intent of money or hurting people,
mm-hmm.
and changing in mind wasn't there. That's why I just skipped the part of negotiating and just waited to the time to react.
Mm-hmm. Mike, you've been involved with your dog. You've done 60,000 miles on your motorcycle, and you ride your motorcycle in North America and Central America with your dog in the front part of your Kawasaki, right?
Yeah, he rides in front of me. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And what happens? I mean, do you attract a lot of attention?
Outside the United States, they really enjoy seeing Zena on the motorcycle. I have a lot of people taking pictures and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the States, different states got different laws, and a lot of times they try to get me for, you know, they say they're going to hurt the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell them they're the ones that send the dog, their dog, into a building or room where they know there's some crazy guy in there with a gun or knife. So they know their dog's going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But my dog never gets hurt. Like I say, I need her. She protects me, and she takes care of me.
So, Mike, you ride throughout the states with your dog on the front seat. You cause a lot of attraction. People see you, and they take pictures as they come alongside you and so forth with their vehicles when you're on the highway. Have you ever been stopped?
Yeah, I've been stopped a couple times. In Topeka, it was funny because it was after I got in a shooting.
Mm-hmm.
And when they stopped me, they did just like they did on TV. You know, they took my backpack, and they dumped it on the hood of the car.
Mm-hmm.
And when they dumped it on the hood of the car, you know, more guns came out, smoke bombs and other related items. And the policeman was about ready to gag seeing all this stuff. He really thought he found himself a real terrorist.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next policeman came up, and he was part of the SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knew me because I already trained the SWAT team.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me, he says, you know that gang's looking to kill you, don't you? And, yeah. So he could see the stuff that I had. I was ready for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it was funny. And they went on. He ended up giving me 5 tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And
what kind of tickets?
One of them was the dog didn't have a license.
Yeah.
And
you mean a dog license?
Well, I didn't know that at the time.
You don't mean a license.
We don't remember. The dog's in front of me.
Right.
And so he says, well, the dog doesn't have a license. And so I said, I was doing the driving. And, yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. Well, I got a ticket on that one. So, but I guess in Topeka, you have to have a license for the dog.
Yeah.
Not for driving, just for being a dog.
Yeah, for being a dog, the dog has to have a license.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not to operate a motorcycle.
Yeah, he doesn't need one to operate a motorcycle.
Okay. So, have you had any other encounters with your dog and your motorcycle that you'd like to share with us?
Well, I had one in Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And I just pulled off the highway to get some gas.
Uh-huh.
And not even 2 blocks, and then they pulled me over, and now I carry concealed, and so I got off the motorcycle, and I stood there with my hands up in the air, you know, like a criminal. In Oklahoma, you have to keep your hands clear so they can see your hands,
mm-hmm.
and then you tell them you're carrying. And so I did that, and you know, so the dog's drawing attention, and here I am standing out there with my hands up in the air. That's drawing attention, and so all these people were standing around watching. And then the policeman asked me about, you know, why am I have my hands up, and I told him I'm carrying a weapon. And so we go through all that, and then you know, it's funny because on the side of my bike I have a sign, and it says nostressmike.com. So mm-hmm. you know, you just kind of take it for granted, Mike. So, and out of the crowd, this lady said, Mike, there you are. I just live right here. And then she started walking up to me, and the policeman said, well, do you know him? And so she stalled a little bit, thinking, okay, now a guy riding on a motorcycle with a dog, is he a drug dealer? Did he take off without paying for gas?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what evil thing has this person done?
Mm-hmm.
And she couldn't think of anything just by profiling me.
Right.
And so she says, well, yeah, I know him. And so she came up, and Zena is leash trained, so we put the leash on her, and she walked Zena away, and she says, now you two can talk business.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a situation because he already told me they're going to call animal control and they're going to take the dog. And, you know, and here I am, you know, 4,000 miles from home. You know, I don't know how I'm going to get the dog back once they take it. So,
well, would you let them take your dog?
That's part of a class.
You don't want to talk about
another situation. But what I did learn is whenever you come across someone that thinks they have authority over you and they're not too intelligent, you ask for their supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually you will get somebody with enough sense to know that they got to do the right thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so somehow you got out of that by asking for the supervisor?
No, I didn't on that one. Okay. I would say I was lucky the lady came out of the crowd and took Xena before, you know, things got really ugly.
Mm-hmm.
So
you've been involved in lots of, I'm sure this is not the only stop that you've had. Why don't we take a couple minutes and talk about your trip through Mexico? You drove up here. When we come back from this break, we'll talk about your trip through Mexico and your experience with the X-ray scanning trucks and what happened to you a couple weeks ago. I'm Ben Finelli, Mike Ma, Senior USAPreparedness.com Instructor, Safety and Tactics. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 16th, 2012. Gold opens this morning at $1743.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1786.63, $893.32 for a half ounce, or $446.66 for a quarter ounce. That's $1786.63, $893.32, and $446.66.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health?
Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike, I saw you and the four-wheeler and Xena, your dog, going down the road yesterday. You were checking the cows? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Checking the fences, make sure the cattle are in the right spot.
And you know, class, we're talking about negotiate for your life. And the reason I bring this up, Mike Moss shows up from Central America, and when he comes to the expo, he stays with us for about a month, maybe longer. And he helps out on the farm, and he becomes part of the family. I mean, he is family here. And so yesterday he decided that one of his chores was going to be to check the cows and make sure the fence was okay and so forth. So he and his dog hop on the four-wheeler and they just ride right down the road as if that's a normal thing to do.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. So, Mike, we'll talk about the x-ray trucks in a second. Can you describe... you've been to all of our expos. How would you describe what happens at our expo? I mean, we have lots and lots of people, that's for sure, but what is the benefit that someone would derive from coming to the expo, from your opinion?
The thing that amazes me more than anything is how much information, free information, that is given out there, and how many people share experiences that, you know, we hear about, and we think we know what to do, but it's amazing how much experience is at this expo. I mean, they're covering every kind of field there is. That's what I'm saying. I've been thinking, what is it that you haven't covered? But I believe it's all covered. I mean, you have radiation. There's people there that know everything about radiation. There's people for communications, first aid, gardening, food. I mean, this is the stuff we need to have and to survive anything, even unemployment. You know, I mean, so these are all the things we need. And right there, there's somebody there that knows a lot about it and is more than willing to share with you everything that they know.
Yeah, people come from all over North America to teach
And Central America.
And Central America, yeah. Yeah. And Dr. Shuley is going to bring his Native Americans, and they're going to teach Indian medicine. So we even teach that. And by the way, if you are a card-carrying member of a tribe, and you can be if you are trained by a tribe, Dr. Shuley's band of Native Americans can train you. And if you're a card-carrying member, it's hands off. The feds cannot touch you during a sacred ceremony by treaty. So that's something that Dr. Norman Shuley is going to be training with his band of Native Americans. So that's another seminar, Native American medicine. Mike, X-ray truck. So you travel through Mexico. We've got about 2 minutes. What happened? You saw these mobile X-ray trucks. How did you handle that?
They're mounted on a one-ton box truck, and they've got a trailer, and you drive in between them, mm-hmm. and they'll put a speed bump there to slow you down. And as you drive through there, well, you know they're looking for drugs, so you know that's what this thing is for. But it just so happens it also picks up weapons and cash and no telling what all they can mm-hmm. find out in that. And like I say, everybody just kind of goes right on through that stuff. Now,
everybody?
Well, normally when I come upon them, I ask, what is that? And then I make them, keep trying to tell them. My Spanish isn't too good anyway, but X-ray comes out the same in Spanish or English. Mm-hmm. And eventually they'll say X-ray. And we all know X-rays are bad. Mm-hmm. And so when that happens, well, then I get real scared. You know how us Americans are. You know, we know there's certain things that are bad for us, and we won't do it. And so then I cause a disruption in the flow of traffic. And then they say, well, we'll drive your car. And I say, no, I can't let you drive my car. And so they end up, either they let me go around or they'll pull another Humvee or something out in front of me and hook onto it and pull my car through.
Wow. What a fast hour that was, Mike.
Yes.
Basically, Mike, you want to make sure that you fully understand their directions. And you want to comply with everything, but first you have to understand. And that takes a long time, right?
And your safety is number one, your safety.
I hope you learned something during this class, and you may want to share the podcast with your friends and family. Mike Ma, you can meet him in person. He is the real deal. And you're going to learn a lot when you come to the Get Prepared Expo and talk with Mike Ma, one-on-one class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens at faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.